Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with the Top Third Ag Marketing closing grain comments for Thursday, March 21st. Well, we saw a little bit of follow through in corn and beans on yesterday's strong finish. Finished a little bit higher on the day, but off of the highs. Wheat, after recovering some from yesterday's lower prices, had a little bit of follow through off of that as well, finishing a little bit higher across the board. Let's take a look at corn. We had May finish up 1¾ cents at 440¾. We put in a high at 445¾. So we did get above that 50-day moving average for a little bit overnight, but then backed off that 50-day coming in at 443. December corn finished up 476¾, up 2 cents. We put in a high at 480. So again, backed off a little bit from overnight highs, but still kind of grinding higher here. I think if we can maintain closes above that 50-day in the May, we could bring in another round of fun short covering as we start tripping those buy stops. Taking a look at wheat, we had May finish up a penny and three quarters at 546¾, put in a high at 552½. We've got the 20-day moving average in May wheat at 552. So again, just testing that there, a close above that, hopefully would bring in some short covering. Taking a look at Kansas City, May finished up a penny and a quarter, 581¾, about 6¼ off of a 88 high. The 20-day moving average in Kansas City comes in at 78½. So we closed above that there. That's positive. And taking a look at beans, May finished up 2½ cents at 12.12. We're well above the 20-day and now again above that 50-day, which came in at 11.95, and even go down and test that today. So that's positive there in the beans, finishing above $12 as well. Taking a look at November, we finished up 4 cents, 12.04¼. A decent close again in the November beans, a high of 12.16 there. So some profit taking, but right now, we've got that November between the 50 and the 100 day, similar to the May beans there. Now, we've gotten above the 50 day a couple of times. The next target in that May contract, about 1246, and we can get through 1230, the old highs from early in February. Strength in the beans overnight, a lot of that was due to some extra wet weather in Argentina, possibly affecting the quality of the crops. But we'll see, you know, some profit taking after that. Outside markets, we've got the dollar right now trading up about 61 ticks, 103.66, after backing off some yesterday on Powell's comments. So again, just moving a little bit higher here since the lows around March 8th. Got the stock market up about 280 points so far this afternoon, and crude oil trading down just a little bit, 33 cents a barrel at $80.94 a barrel. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 847-883-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.